Focus on your breath. Watch it as it comes in and goes out. See if you can make it as comfortable as you can. And remember to stay here. That quality of memory is really important. Otherwise, the breath just becomes one more trap in your trap lines as you go through the day. Checking here, checking there. Come back to the breath a little bit, then go off someplace else. It doesn't really make that much difference in the mind. We have to develop our mindfulness because our mindfulness is one of our protectors. In other words, we can learn good things, but if we can't remember them very long, then it's as if we hadn't learned them at all. And how else can you depend on yourself if you can remember it? Unless you can remember things that you've learned, that good examples you've seen that you want to follow, bad examples you've seen that you don't want to follow. You have to be able to remember these things for this knowledge to have any worth at all. So mindfulness, which is this quality of memory, it's not just being alert or aware of what's going on. It's you're remembering what's right, what's wrong. You're remembering that you want to develop what's skillful and abandon what's unskillful. This is your protector. This is how you can depend on yourself. Otherwise, you have to have a little teacher in your ear all the time telling you, don't do this, don't do that. And after all, that gets irritating. But if you're telling yourself, okay, then you're willing to listen a little bit more. We live in a land of wrong views here when the values are very, very strange. Those of us who live in the monastery, it's a shock to go out and see what people out there think. As for people who are out there all the time, you've got to have your protection so that you don't go along with the drift of what everybody else is doing. You see an example from out there and you ask yourself, okay, where is this example going? Does the person really know what he or she is doing? Is this something that I should take on as an example for myself? You have to be very careful about this and very selective in which examples you take to follow. Learn how to close off the influences of people you know that are going to be unskillful. And then keep in mind the good lessons you've learned from people you do respect, people who really do seem to know something about what's right, what's wrong, what is a good way to live your life, what things should be avoided. So you can internalize that lesson. And the first thing, of course, is to be able to remember it. So this is why we have this practice of developing mindfulness by sticking with the breath. The breath is always here. The question is, are you always here? Are you someplace else? Hope you come back a little bit, and there you go off again. And that's not going to make much change. You want to just be able to stay right here. Remember to stay right here. And as you learn the tricks of how to keep reminding yourself in a way that's easy to listen to, in a way that's comfortable, the way that you feel at home with, and then you can take that ability and apply it in the world outside. And this way you've got your teacher with you all the time. You become your own teacher. You've got good examples, and then you can just repeat those good lessons to yourself as the time becomes necessary. So try to keep your mind clear and well settled here with the breath, and remember to stay right here. Now, how do you develop mindfulness in addition to doing the meditation? They say observing the precepts also helps to develop your mindfulness. On the one hand, you have to remember your precept in order to stick with it. And secondly, if you go around breaking the precepts, there's going to be a lot of things that you've done in your life that you don't want to remember. You want to put them out of your mind. And that tendency to put things out of your mind is going to make it harder for you to develop mindfulness. It's like people living with someone who's nagging all the time. After all, they begin to go deaf. Not only deaf when the person is nagging, but then they start getting deaf at other times as well. It's the same with mindfulness. If you've got things that you want to forget in your actions, then it's going to be harder to remember anything at all. So you want to make sure that your precepts are pure, that you stick with them. This, again, it's part of your protection. These are one of the lessons that the Buddha taught, and this is how people live together in peace. They may seem like little things, these five precepts, but think what the world would be like if everybody adhered to them. No lying, no stealing, no illicit sex, no killing, no intoxicants. It would be a much better world. Newspapers would go out of business. We live in a world where people really were human beings. We can't wait for the whole world to be that way, but at least you can start that way. See which the precepts you're not following and learn how to follow it in all circumstances. That way you develop a good foundation for your mindfulness. And you become your own protector, you become your own teacher, your own refuge inside. When the Buddha says, "Atta hi atta no nato," the self is its own mainstay. Well, you have to make the self strong before you can use that as a mainstay. And this is how you do it.